A career of tackles takes a toll on football players, and certainly after retirement, NFL linemen are more than twice as likely to have metabolic syndrome than others. So today, UC San Francisco is providing cardiovascular screenings for some of those retired NFL players. It's all part of the rollout of the university's new athletic heart clinic. And to tell us a little bit more about it, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Theodore Abraham. He's a UCSF professor of cardiology and the co-director of the athletic heart clinic. So we're glad you're here with us this afternoon. So why these players and why do this now?
Thanks for having us on, Dan. That was a great intro. These players, because we partnered with a foundation that is run by a former NFL player. The foundation is called Living Heart Foundation, and that is very interested in working with retired players and taking care of their general overall health and health awareness. And our interests were aligned in this. As far as this timing goes, they were interested in having an event in San Francisco, and we were interested in publicizing and getting the word out about our athletic heart clinic. And since those both purposes came together, we thought we would have this event now. It's happening now just because this is a time that the Living Heart Foundation and the NFL Players Association picked the time to have this event in San Francisco. And the Athletic Heart Center is very focused on whether it's high school or college or pro athletes or retired athletes and taking care of their heart health. Today, in fact, we're doing a full wider screen beyond heart health. We've partnered with the UCSF Department of Sports Medicine, and they're getting screened for orthopedic health, general well-being, nutrition, hearing, neurologic health, and heart and vascular health. So it's a pretty wide screen, and we've been screening retired players all morning.
I know, you know, there's been talk over the years, of course, about the aftermath of concussions that a lot of these players suffer from, but I hadn't really thought much about their hearts because they are in such great physical condition, and they do get so much exercise that that's not the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a lot of these players.
Again, a great and very insightful observation. You're right. They're generally healthy to start with. They're exercising. They have a great diet. They usually don't have bad habits like smoking. But when they retire, a lot of this changes. Some athletes, I think, continue that very healthy lifestyle, but some drop off. They don't exercise as much, but they're eating the same amount of food they were eating when they were playing, actively playing. So they often have weight gain. They've got a whole bunch of orthopedic injuries that you referred to, and they may have had concussions. And all these come together, and as a result, their heart health suffers, just like anybody, any other human being who's not an athlete. If you are failing on multiple other or not doing well on multiple other avenues, your heart health suffers. And so these athletes, whether it's high blood pressure that they've been negligent about or diet and building or gaining weight or having cholesterol or just exercising less, all these contribute to worse heart health and a higher risk of heart-related conditions.
You know, I realize that not everybody gets the kind of deal that that Antonio Brown, for instance, got on his last deal. But you think that these people make quite a bit of money over the course of their career, and they have the best health available to them, and they could certainly go to see any private doctor that they want to. But that's not the case with all retired players, is it?
Correct. I mean, not everybody, like you just said, not everybody gets the same deal as Antonio Brown. But also, if they do have money, their health has never been foremost. They've always lived lives of great health. So most of my career has been focused on high school and college level athletes. And I find that when you're young and you're so healthy, you're least bothered about your health unless you have an injury, which, you know, God forbid, most of them don't have, would not have. But when they're retired, they tend to be more negligent about those aspects of their health. And whether they can afford it or not, they tend not to go to the doctor regularly. And part of our purpose today is to say you actually have good health coverage through the NFL Players Association. There are other avenues of good health coverage. And this might be just a checkpoint for you to say, well, I need to do something about my cholesterol or my weight or my blood pressure's been borderline. I need to work on that. This is a reminder and a free screening, which is what we launched today, is a good place, not just for athletes, but other people to take advantage of these free screens to come in and say, how is my heart health or my neurologic health,
right,
and do I need to do more?
Well, Professor, we appreciate your time. That is Theodore Abraham. He's a UCSF professor of cardiology and the co-director of the university's Athletic Heart Clinic.